Hello, I'm Gemma Kearney, and I'm back for a brand new series of Sorry Not Sorry, brought to you by Galaxy Chocolate, a podcast helping you take the time to actively choose pleasure. I'll be chatting to incredible guests, including Olympic and world champion boxer Nicola Adams, journalist and entrepreneur Toby Oradin, adventurer extraordinaire Pip Stewart, and travel mad dad Sean Bays. Pleasure is a fundamental need, and finding quality time for ourselves is so important. So we want to do something about it. Together, let's empower the next generation of women to choose more pleasure than the last. Coming soon on all good podcast platforms.
The author of The Man I Think I Know is back with his heartbreaking new novel, Half a World Away. With readers saying, "Definitely Mike Gale's best book ever," I had to hide the tears from my wife when reading this book. And it was so moving and an absolute joy to read. I loved it. Selected for Richard and Judy's Book Club in W.H. Smith stores across the country, the stunningly heartfelt Half a World Away from Mike Gale, out now in paperback.
Watch what crappens, who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens.
Hi, everybody. How you doing? Omaha. You're fucking duck cases. Whoa. In Omaha. You're animals.
Yeah, it sounded like we were at like a rally backstage. I was like, are we running for president? What's happening?
Well, at this point, we've just fucking might.
He does.
How's everybody doing? It's so good to be here.
I know.
You've got a gorgeous group of men in this town.
Oh, yeah. That Midwestern corn
They're
fed
all
shit
so
is
polite.
Real.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now I know what they mean when they say corn fed. I'm like, yes.
What a great way to be fed also.
Free range rawr all over this place.
Oh, my God. So much rawr. I'm so excited to be here. The home of the world famous Omaha Zoo. And Omaha Steaks? Are Omaha Steaks actually from Omaha? Warren Buffett, right? I guess.
I'm just wicking shit to get woos. This is a dressing room pulling a wiki to get some woos.
I know.
That's what Ben's doing.
I know, just pandering to the audience. What can I say?
He's on a woo hunt.
Yeah.
He loves his woos!
Well,
so we had a great drive today from Lawrence fucking Kansas.
Yeah. We had a
went to a casino that really filled me with hope. I don't know how you feel when you
Has
when you walked
been,
in. I felt hope in humanity. I was like, please don't let me get old here. Please don't let me get old here.
Yeah, it was a gorgeous casino. Tito Jackson will be playing there shortly in next month. So
and you know, I support all the Titos.
All the Titos.
I love a Tito's.
It was really. So we recorded a bonus episode in the car, but I have to say the strangest thing that happened to me at this casino was that when Ronnie went to the bathroom, we walked in, he goes to the bathroom, so I'm waiting for him at the bathroom.
It's called going to work for some of us, all right?
So, you know, I did the standard thing, which is that he was in the bathroom, so I stood near the bathroom door, right? So
we're married now. We're basically
old. I was like, I hope he's safe in there.
He's holding my purse outside the bathroom.
Okay, well, you know what? Could you stand and you be me? And I'm going to tell, because I need to, it's a visual for this. Is that okay to make
sure.
You stand? Okay. So this is Ronnie. Ronnie's going to be me. And basically, he's standing by a wall. That's me right there. And this is what happens. There's a little old lady, and this is what she does to me. I got ramrodded by a little old lady in the casino. Have you ever had someone just walk up behind you and just crash into you? I wasn't in the middle
of
any space.
You know he made that face for the next 7 minutes.
I know, I was shocked. I was like, Ronnie, a little old lady crashed into me. I had already established my presence. I don't know what happened.
Well, do you know how hard it is walking straight with like a bucket of nickels and an oxygen tank behind you? Give the lady a break.
She had nothing. She was wasted.
There ain't a path to follow.
Yeah.
She went, she made it to the bathroom. I say,
she
that
had
old
to pee.
Lady for president.
She had to pee. And she crashed into someone in the bathroom, too, because all I heard from the bathroom was, oh, I'm sorry. No, don't worry about it. I was like, she's just busting through. She's like the Kool-Aid man, but yeah. Old lady version.
This old lady's reign of terror in the casino, just knocking.
You.
And then you walk away and you realize your money's gone.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like, yeah.
We had the most lovely alcoholic coin change lady come around. Like,
yeah.
She's like, I'll give you some luck for Wheel of Fortune. I'll give you some luck.
Yeah.
It's Kim Richards. Like, I was gonna say in 30 years, but yeah. It was like Kim Richards, basically.
It was. Imagine Kim Richards with a utility belt and a badge.
It's not that far off, right,
yeah.
From the real Kim Richards. She was just missing a Target cart full of dollar shit,
yeah.
You know, that she was like about to run out into the parking lot with.
Yeah, she was great. She was cheering Ronnie on. Ronnie was playing Wheel of Fortune slots, and she was like, get Ronnie, get Ronnie.
And it's like, I'm lucky. I bring people luck. And I'm looking around like, bitch, you got a lot of work to do, you know?
Yeah.
It's like Mother Teresa only working in the saddest places ever.
Yeah. We had basically a great time. That's the point. Yeah. We had a great drive coming up here.
I won $96, and I'm convinced that the doorman hated me on the way out. Ben says that I'm projecting. But when we walked in, he's like, hey, fellas, how you doing? And I was like, fucking great, thank you.
Andy
and
Cohen.
Then I think they were like, they're leaving with our money. That's $96, you know? And he was like, goodbye, gentlemen. I was like, whoa.
I was like, what a lovely man. Ronnie's like, fuck you, I'm taking this money.
I was like, get your finger off my Butterfinger, you old fuck. I'll kill you right here in this market.
It was a great
time.
We
Ocean's 11 to that place.
Well, normally Omaha is Omaha, but tonight it's Womaha, okay?
Womaha, right?
Because we're in town. I guess I should just left it with Womaha.
Edit that out.
Edit that part out. Yeah, yeah.
All right, so tonight we are lucky enough to be here to recap Summer House.
Welcome to Watch or Crappins, a podcast about all the crap on Bravo. We love to watch.
Summer House, the classiest show on television.
Yes. Really great. Really great.
You know how you see things on TV and you just want them? I want an STD so badly. Like, I know that they're all...
Yeah.
I feel like you're really not a part of that group until you're scabbing over somehow.
Yeah.
I just feel like so unloved.
I know. I can't wait to see what happens with Luke now that he's in the house.
Oh,
you know?
My God. So do you think Luke is going to stay nice, or is he going to turn into a misogynist fucking pig like everybody else on Bravo?
I don't trust Luke, because Luke has actually been really nice to us so far on Instagram. He keeps regramming our stuff, and he's always like, hey, guys, go check out this podcast. It's so nice. They're so funny. And I'm like, why do I feel like Rachel Lee Cook and he's Freddie Prinze Jr., and... He made a dare with someone to take us to the prom, but he has no intention of dating us.
I know. We're always ducky in this situation.
Yeah.
Always.
Because I'm about to walk down that staircase in my prom dress, and if I get my heart broken by Luke, I don't know. I won't be able to take it.
Yeah, because people usually who are supportive do horrible, horrible things later on, and they're just like, you know, like, please be nicer, you know? But listen, we're already nice to him because he's privileged. He's hot privileged.
He's hot privileged.
And I believe in giving hot people a chance.
They always deserve it.
Over and over again.
Yeah.
Okay? Do whatever you want to me. I don't care. You're hot. You earned it.
Yeah. Hot people always should be at the front of the line.
Yeah.
Always. Anyway, so.
Anyone hot for president?
Yeah.
Anyone hot for president?
That's
a great
platform. I don't
care. Start my house on fire. I'm like, I forgive you. You're hot. You did your push-ups. You earned this.
Exactly. That's exactly how I feel. So, Summer House, one thing I noticed this episode, which is not important to anything in the world, but to me it feels very important, is I realized that this season they stopped doing their narration of the previouslys. Do you remember that?
Yes, they would all take turns.
Yeah, it used to be like, last time on Summer House, Manda made guacamole and I made a fuss, you know? And they got rid of that.
Yeah. They did get rid of it. Let's just bring it back.
Yeah, okay, let's do it.
My name is
I'm like obsessed with you.
You're like my best friend, and I just feel like we should give this a shot.
Jules, single white female in pain. And oh, Carl and I decided that maybe it was time to tie the time.
Put your weight on me, Lindsay. Put your weight on me. Yeah. Hot.
I feel like this is a much more artistic town than most that we play. Sorry, New York.
Yeah.
But I feel like Trixie Monocle isn't even singing in Omaha. I feel like it's... I was backstage watching some L.A. opera shit. Like, L.A. opera's like doing Queen Elizabeth, the opera. And I thought, you know, let's bring that to this.
Let's class up Trixie's shtick, you know?
So, today it's Trixie Monocle.
Monocle.
I'm gonna be me, get out of my way. Get out of my way.
Get out of my way.
It was a haunting dirge.
Which, of course, led into some bitch doing keg stands.
Yeah.
You know,
it was Jules.
It's just what happened in the L.A. opera, too.
Wait, I just have to go back for one little thing, which is, because I just realized I had written this down, that this is what the actual previouslys were. It literally goes, previously on Summer House, Carl fingered me. I was like, wow. That is, okay, we have a late breaking news.
Freshly finger banged. Oh my God, that shirt is amazing.
A beautiful woman in the front row who has one of the best t-shirts that's ever been made for a crappin' show. It says, freshly finger banged.
Rosemary's
been freshly finger banged by Carl.
Hold on, I'm gonna take a picture of that, girl. Hold on. That is amazing.
Wow. There's something really wonderful about our fans. I can't put a finger on it, but yes, go everyone take that in. Rosemary really, it's going to be hard to beat Rosemary.
Wow.
Thank you, Rosemary, for that amazing t-shirt. She's freshly finger banged, so everyone. Lindsay's going to come storming through here. Excuse me, he's sort of mine.
Trademark. I got the fingered contract.
Does anybody else still walk around just going,
I got the choco contract?
Yes.
I do it all the time. I say it to everything. People are like, what are you talking about?
So there's a party going on at the house, because of course, and we see Lindsay. We just like come back to it, because Lindsay and Carl were sitting on a picnic blanket last time we saw them, so they're still on the blanket. Someone goes, oh.
Yeah, because you imagine what that blanket is covered in. That's why she did it. She's like, ew.
It's the first picnic in the history of picnics where ants actually fleed. They're like, there's got to be some other white bread. This was not the white bread I was talking about. So Lindsay's... What are you doing over there? Anyway, so we just go back to Lindsay and Carl. They're like, Lindsay's like, I like you.
And he's like, I fucking like you. So can we go on a date? And she's like, and then she bends over for him. She's like this.
He's like, oh, yeah. And he goes, I feel good.
Get your ass out of the camera, ma'am. And her, like, terrible, like, wipe-on tan. It's like her thong. You just see, like, the lines of her butt crack going.
So Carl goes, you know, they always say you shouldn't date your best friend, but I'll be honest, I'm very, very nervous, and I don't want to mess it up. I'm like, Carl, you messed it up already. Like, it's automatically messed up. It's you and Lindsay. It's a disaster.
And this is what happens on these shows, especially with Carl. He's like, I just want to tell you the truth. Like, I'm totally insecure because my dad cheated on my mom. So that when he fucks like 9 other people this season, he can be like, I told you I was insecure.
Yeah, I'm working on myself.
Don't date broken people. Unless you like them like that. Like, I love a broken person, you know?
Yeah.
Just don't try to fix them. Just keep them broken. You know, fixed people are no fun. Okay?
No. They're very boring.
Marry a fixed person. Date a broken person.
So then we go over to Luke, who's trying to start the grill. He's like, oh, I wonder what's going on with the grill over here. This is not lighting up. And then I don't know why I felt the need to share with everyone that he's trying to turn on a grill. But then
he's so hot. I write down everything he does too. I'm like, Luke walked across the backyard. He's yeah. like, meh.
He's like,
all right,
I don't.
You know, here we are, the backyard. It's pretty fun. I'm used to more snow, but this is good. I'm like,
it's sort of weird. I sort of thought I was hot enough just to start the grill just by me being me, but that's okay. So then we have, well, all right, there's a car. That was Luke outside, by the way. He's like, hey, anyone need some popsicles? No? So anyway, by the way, if you hear people talking and you're trying to listen to this show because we are recording this, feel free to tell them to shut up because we will kick you out.
Yeah, shut up.
Just giving you a fair warning at the start of the show. Fair warning.
Yeah, because you know our asses turned into Karen.
Yeah, we turned into Karen.
Like, can we speak to the manager? I will get a manager.
2020,
up here.
We're kicking people out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so Paige is just walking around alone in her bathing suit. Like, Paige's storyline this season is she's dating someone really hot and rich, and so we're supposed to feel really bad for her.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So she's
Let's
crying.
Let's start a charity for Paige.
I know.
Let's start a GoFundMe.
I would really
I'm
be into that.
Fucking lucky.
Yeah. So then we have, then Lindsay's in her room, and she's like, ¿dónde está la teléfono?
He's like, I don't know. Oh, all right, let's pretend to talk on phones. Hola, holola. It's Carlito. Habitula?
Carlito?
Hi, it's me, Carlito. Me llamo Carl. I saw your picture on Facebook. Are you available?
It turns out I am available. Wait, hold on. I got a call on the other line. Hello. Everett? Is this you, Everett?
Lindsay.
All right, this is not a good time. I'm talking to Carlito.
Lindsay, it's Everito. I saw you from across the room in a rice paddy in Vietnam. And I said, that square-boobied little lady is gonna be the lady I yell at in an Applebee's for the rest of my fucking life, woman.
I can't believe you're calling me right now and you didn't even call me 2 days ago, Everett.
I just want you to know that every time I close my eyes and you hear sirens outside crashing into ambulances, crashing into police cars, crashing into phone poles, I think of you talking on the phone. The sound of your heart grating voice that I'll hear until the day I die, idiot.
Would you be open to fingering me?
Wow.
I miss Everett on this show.
If only that orchestra knew how their music was being used. For fingering jokes.
Yeah. So they're like really playing this, we're a couple thing really hard. I don't buy it. But you know what? Also, I'm not shopping for it, so it doesn't really matter. Like, it's not my thing, you know? I don't want to buy it. I don't want to shop for it. You need to shut up over there. I'll kill that whole table.
Yes. They don't even realize. They don't even realize. They're still talking.
Security! Security!
Security! Security! We just like doing Karen Huger voice also, by the way.
I know. We wonder why no one takes us seriously when we call for security. We're like, yeah.
And everyone just laughs.
Those crazy people.
Yeah. So anyway, so Hannah starts FaceTiming with Armand, and she's like, Armand, you could be in this hot tub right now, but you playing. But we haven't actually met Armand yet, so we don't know what the
deal
is.
Yeah, we met Armand.
We did.
Remember, he brought Hannah coffee last week in the radio shop.
You know what, you're right. I forgot. Sorry.
Yeah, the old-timey radio station. Yeah, remember Armand was like, hello, I brought you some coffee, brah. And she's like, yeah, thanks, brah. Like, yeah. It's like, that's Armand.
It's basically like Carl with a yogurt bubble in his throat.
Yeah.
You know when you get a yogurt
it's like
bubble?
It's like Carl and Sheena made babies together. Armand, bro.
So Hannah's like, I feel like Armand is my best friend and I can show him to my parents. But then there's Luke, who makes my vagina tingle. So it's like, I wonder who's going to win out on that one.
Yeah, it's like, I cannot let my hormones decide what's best for me right now. So she's flirting with Luke, you know. She's like, come in the hot tub, like flashing a boob.
Yeah.
I remember when I first saw my wife in that hot tub saying, get over here, get on my tit. The story we always want to tell our children.
So then there's like more activity. It's more like party in the Hamptons, party in the Hamptons. And then there's this like one shot of Hannah trying to give someone a, like hoist someone up for a keg stand. She's like, I'm really strong. Don't worry. I'm really strong. And then you see this poor woman just be like, like, just like,
boom.
It was one of those things. Like it was just, you know, saw like the shockwaves. This poor woman.
This is not the cast you want to play the trust fall game.
Yeah,
with,
the trust know. Keg. You don't want to do that.
The keg when, fall game.
I will never do a keg stand on camera for that exact reason, because I don't want to be the one when the camera's rolling where I get dropped on my stomach, because I know it will happen and it has happened.
That would totally be us. So then Jules goes to check on Paige, who we know is really sad because she's in a white bathing suit walking around the house very slowly.
Yeah.
So she's in the bathroom like, ooh. And Jules is like, knock, knock, it's Jules.
Just want to get an update on maybe what you're wearing, if you had an outfit change. Just need to know if I need to update my look too. That's all.
I'm crying too.
I'm sad about Perry also.
Hard. I'm dating a guy named Perry too. It's hard.
It's so hard. I'm so sorry for you, Paige, right now.
And Paige is like, it's okay. I'm just crying. You can come in.
So she comes in and she goes,
what can we do right now, Paige? Right now, to stop you crying, Paige. Right now.
The urgency is so real. It's so real.
She's like the cutest stalker ever.
I know. Like an adorable stalker. Which is how they always get you, by the way. So then we then like go over to Morristown because, by the way, in case anyone forgot, Kyle and Amanda are at a wedding on Amanda's side of the family. So, of course, Kyle's at the table. He's like, Amanda, Feliz Navidad, you know? Amanda's just
he's like, you want to do a selfie? And she's like, Kyle. You just see him, like, going back and forth on the bellhop thing. You know, for all the luggage. It's like,
So Kyle's basically like, he starts telling us, he's like, you know, it's really hard being at this wedding and, like, having to put on a happy face for all of Amanda's family about this wedding venue that we don't even have yet. I'm like, seriously, I guarantee that no one cares about the wedding venue. Like, have you ever cared about, like, someone else's wedding venue?
Yes.
That you met at a wedding?
Yes. You better have only that shit air conditioned. I don't care where it is. It could be in a truck stop bathroom as long as there's an air conditioner. I don't care.
We're doing it
at
that casino.
I bring my own vodka anyway.
Yeah, the Sac Fox Casino. That's where the wedding is.
Yes.
I have a lot of luck with people. I'm really lucky.
So now the party's over. Things are simmering down. People are leaving. They're all cleaning up. And
thank God for Danielle. Danielle's like, you know what I love to do when I'm wasted? I love to clean. Yeah. Like, all right, now I see why they brought you back.
Yeah.
Get to it, Roomba.
Clean it. We'll get you the LIRR is coming up soon. So
hey,
hurry
Alexa,
up.
Tell Danielle to vacuum this fucking house.
I'm on it. Life of the party, vacuum party. So then Luke is like, hey, Hannah, you want to go to the pantry to make out? Which, of course, it'd be like, yes.
Yeah.
And then, but you know what I love about Hannah? Her response is, why do you try to pursue me when you know you have no chance? I was like, God, I love that she can play hard to get with someone so hot. Like, I would never be able to.
And she can also do it with just such a fucked up drunk face. She's like, there's makeup down, like one half of her face is down here. And she's in the hot tub and she's like, why do you come after me and you know you got no chance, huh?
Yeah. Like, she might have been in there a half an hour too long, so she's actually just hallucinating. Yeah. She's seeing Goofy just there. She's like, hey, I like your work.
She's like, I mean, you know, you can come at me and say you don't have a chance, but you've had a boyfriend ever since I met you. I'm just saying.
I'm like, oh, God, here we go with I'm just saying. You know, I can't with another just saying.
Just saying. But he's so nice. He's like, well, I want you to tell me if you like him, because if you like him, I'll back off. I was like, he is too hot to be that nice.
Yeah. There's something wrong with him.
Something severely wrong.
I think so. I think when you go after somebody you can't get, there's something wrong with you. That's what I do. Like, I'm like, oh, my God, do you know who I'm in love with? Bruce Willis. Like,
wow.
Like, that is my soulmate. I'll just pick somebody like that. I don't know them. They're like way out of my. There's some straight guy. You know, I don't know. I'm like, Hume Cronin. That's my man. I'm totally in love.
Is it weird that I can oddly imagine Bruce Willis being a new cast member on the show? Like, he just like sits around, just stares intensely at people and says, like, yeah. You want to play some guitar? And people are like, why is Bruce Willis here?
Yeah, fucking Bruce Willis. Oh, I forgot he had his band. Yeah, like his dad band.
His band. Well,
secret agent man. Secret agent man.
I always thought he was saying secret Asian man. I had the album when I was growing up. So, point is, Hannah. Okay, so Hannah's like, I wasn't really looking for anyone, but...
You know, we started out as friends, but now I really care about him. Don't know his name, but I care about him. He's like, well, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you care about him?
She's eight.
Like, eight. He goes, eight? She goes, seven. I was like, damn, you're marking down your boyfriend?
Commercials, here comes one right now.
Oh, hi, it's Ellie here, one half of the Scummy Mummies. We do a podcast that's supposed to be about parenting, but we talk about all sorts of nonsense. Books, wine, comedy, farting, whatever, really. Our latest episode is sponsored by Aviva, who offer life insurance to help provide some financial support for loved ones after you're no longer around, as long as you still hold the policy. It costs as little as a fiver per month. Go to aviva.co.uk for a direct quote in minutes. Terms and conditions apply. There is no cash in value at any time.
Immediately, obviously, post-heart attack, it was like, I'm really not ready for any kind of sexual activity. But we did other things, you know.
Scrabble.
I had the pleasure of speaking to three fabulous ladies about what life is really like after a life-changing event like a heart attack. We talk spirituality, relationships, mental health and Scrabble. Join me, Lucy Mangan, for the Ticker Tapes from the British Heart Foundation. Available now on your favourite podcast platform.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty-Dowerty.
Nobody socks it to us like Amy Socarellis.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Let's run some errands with Emily Arens.
You're the Wyndham beneath our wings, Joe Wyndham.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
Higher than high-res, it's Lauren Perez.
Ava Nagila Weber.
One day you're Rachel's in, and the next day, you're out.
The Bay Area betches.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Let's take off with Tamala Plain.
Oops, she did it again. It's Brittany Montano.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Always ready for Nicole Passeretti.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Lourdes, the Lordess of the Rings.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
We like her more than a smidge. It's Kelly Cartledge.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels. Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. Yes, we should with Carrie Bridgewood. Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Simple as rocket science, it's Dana Easy.
Kelly Stomp, the Stump Master.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible Edible Matthew Sisters.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
And she ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
We love you guys.
Tonight on the Kansas City News, we're watching the Kansas. We're watching the news in Kansas the other day and cracking up. They're like, "Guess what? It's cold outside. That's what's really fucking cold outside. That's what's happening over here in Liberty. We got 0 degrees. It's like summer over here with 1 degree. It's going crazy over there, Bethlehem. You know."
What?
Listen, I'm not judging. I'm from El Paso, Texas. Can you imagine that local news? Oh, Lord.
Everything on the local news was also about small planes. Because there was one story that was like, it was like a plane took off at the airport. So we saw like a little plane take off. And then like, 10 minutes later, they're like, plane skids off highway. It was like the same plane coming down and skidding off the highway. We're like, what is happening over at this airport?
But to be fair, we were watching it with the volume turned down, so we don't know what the fuck they were even really saying. So
but it had an arc to it. It was like, it's
just going back to the plane, and the plane's like, it looked like a butterfly with a clipped wing, like just, like, what is this? This whole city is terrifying. I'm scared for the city.
Oh my God. You got to check out the Lawrence, Kansas news. It's just amazing. It's the best newscast you've ever seen.
We say with respect.
With respect.
Okay, so yeah, so Luke is trying to get with Hannah. She's like, I'm not in you. Like, she's full on Dorinda-ing him, you know?
Yeah.
So then we go back to Kyle, and he's in a hotel bed with Amanda, and he's like, doing his selfie cam, because that's like the only place they can. I just don't think they have the budget, right? They're just like, here, take your cell phone into Disneyland and have fun. We'll put an episode together.
They gave him a T-Mobile sidekick.
Yeah, so he's in bed, and he's like, well, I got wasted today. It's only 11 o'clock, and I'm already wasted. Oh, no, look, that's Amanda. It's Amanda over there sleeping. Not giving any sex in the middle of the night.
God save you if someone did that to me on national TV at the end of a wedding and I just want to pass out. God save you if you take footage of me like that and put it on TV. Okay, that's all I got to say. That's all
I got to say. I like it because she reacts like the proper way. She's like, ooh, Kyle.
She had been making a lot of guacamole that day, so I understand. She's exhausted.
And she gets him back on TV because she goes on and she's like, it's really hard to, like, be with someone once you've seen them pooping.
I know. We've never been the same since we saw Jax on the toilet, let's be honest.
Yeah. Everybody poops.
Everybody.
That's what my mom said, you know, like, whenever you're feeling insecure or something, you're in school, and you're like, they're cooler than me. She's like, just remember, everyone poops.
Yeah.
I was like...
Even poop poops, as we saw with Jax. So... Where's the Jack sympathy coming from?
Uh-oh. They're trying to trigger me on
Jack
purpose.
Jack sympathizers.
No, those ladies are like, no.
I just want to remind everyone that Rosemary is freshly finger banged. Anytime I start to lose the audience, I'm just gonna throw it to Rosemary. Just.
Okay, so Carl and Lindsay. Carl's like, hey, Lindsito, Hobito, Burrito. Want to go to the hot tub? He's like, please don't. Please don't make me watch you make out in a fucking hot tub again. Because Lindsay's so posy in the hot tub.
Yeah.
Every time Lindsay, like, there's cameras everywhere, right? But she's like, all right, we're going to make out in the hot tub. And she's just like,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Whoa. I have commitment issues.
Does bubbles touch everyone's cornhole, ma'am? Please stop gyrating. Sit down.
Meanwhile, upstairs, by the way, there was this one cutaway shot. It was like the most Paige cutaway shot because Paige is now walking to her bedroom, and she walks into her bedroom, and there is like a sheer drapery just blowing in the breeze, and she walks through it. I was like, of course she like sleeps in an Obsession commercial. That is so Paige. Of course.
She's like, hello, Instagram, it's me. That curtain was from Forever 21, and the breeze was from Pier 22.
Okay. Yeah. It was whimsical.
So Carl and Lindsay, please stop making out. Oh, and then they do shit like, oh, I hate couples. Like, they're already that couple you hate.
Already.
You know? Where he's like, give me your leg. Can
Here.
You do
extension? Yeah.
Let's do it. Your leg.
Whoa, incoming phone call.
Like, hello?
Yeah.
That's disgusting. Not bad. I love that you always buy new shoes. I always get fresh rubber in my mouth. So he's like, hey. Oh, and this is how you know someone. This is another way you know that Carl's just a fucking good-for-nothing liar. Because he says things like this. Hey, I had so much fun with you. Just gotta be honest. No one honest has ever said that. Yeah. Was Jesus ever like, guys, gotta be honest? No, he did not.
But is there really anything more fun than pretending like your girlfriend's foot is a phone and answering it in the hot tub? I don't think so. That's fun. That's fun. So they're making out, and Danielle's just like roving around like, anyone want to dance with me? It's late at night. No, no. You want me to clean? I can clean. I can clean. So then Carl and Lindsay retire to the bedroom where they have some really sexy badinage. Carl's
what?
Like...
What the fuck is that, badinage?
Banter. It means banter. So Carl goes... Who here has heard of the word badinage? Has anyone heard of badinage?
You are coming up with shit now.
Wow.
Thank you, audience.
Wow. I thought we were friends, but... Anyway, Carl turns to Lindsay.
You can't use words like badinage in a summer house recap, for Christ's sake.
I thought we were trying to elevate it. Don't badinage shame me. It's a real word.
You just got badinage shame, bitch.
I don't know. I'm just trying to learn and use more vocabulary these days. Just like Carl 4.0 knows how to use badinage.
Yeah, they're doing that thing that couples do when they're trying to convince everyone around them that they're really into each other. Like, yeah, oh, yeah. Like, we get it.
So he turns to her and he goes, are those boy shorts? And she goes, yeah. He goes, I'm really enjoying this. I mean, just sparks flying everywhere, right, guys?
Yeah. They're like, oh, yeah. And then Danielle walks past their room and she just stops, like, leaves.
I want to puke out of every hole in my body.
Danielle just goes to bed with Skinny Pop, which I think is so cute. It's like so 2020. Like, you can't even binge anymore. It's like, well, I'm really fucking depressed.
Yeah.
Someone else was fucking the guy I liked. Gonna binge on this 150 for 3 cup snack.
With a zebra staring at me. Great. It's just what I wanted. So now it's the next morning, and Jules, like, puts a whole thing of bacon into the oven, which I think she's going to make her thing. Like, I'm just the bacon girl. Like, and that's, like, my thing.
Yeah.
I just make bacon for everyone. But no one seems to realize that Jules is the bacon girl because they all start crediting Luke. They're like, ooh, what's that bacon smell? Did Luke do that? I think Luke did that. Wow, Luke, he's so great. She's like, hi, new girl over here made bacon. Like, mm-hmm, yeah. Whatever. Nice bacon, Luke.
Yeah. She's like, hope you guys liked my bacon.
Hope I didn't overcook it. The bacon that I made that Luke didn't make.
Hey, take me away. Take me away. Take me away. Our song leading
wow,
into
beautiful.
A bacon scene.
Bacon.
Scene about bacon.
Yeah, take me
Trixie
away.
Trixie Monocle.
Yeah. Beautiful song.
So Carl comes out and he's like kind of cleaning the backyard with Jules, which, you know, you always need those Juleses, you know, to make you bacon and clean the backyard. And Lindsay's like, who made this bacon, Luke? I'm going to kiss him on the lips. poor Jules really can't catch a break.
Yeah, poor Jules. But Lindsay really has the finger on the pulse of that bacon, I have to say. Just keep you
was
alert.
Was this put in the oven or was this blasted?
Be careful, it's hot to the touch.
And then when Jules takes credit for the bacon, Lindsay goes, oh, you made those? You're amazing.
Cause Lindsay hates Jules, and I feel like it's something that's really not being like observed on the show, but it's clear that Lindsay hates Jules, right? Like, detests
yeah,
her.
Yeah, she's like the queen in Snow White, you know?
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's got the best taco contract of them all?
She's talking to the soul of Carl's foot, by the way.
Yeah. Mirror, mirror on the foot.
A very cute Italian girl sponsored by Forever 21 is going to blow up your spot, bitch.
So Lindsay's like, she's like, guess what? I had a kiss with Carlito last night.
Danielle's like, you kissed him?
Yeah.
Hannah's like, what tongue? And she's like, with Tom stuff.
Like, Danielle is too mad, okay? You banged Carl for like 3 very sad weeks 2 years ago, okay? Let it go.
No, she's mad at herself because she's like, I can't believe I'm a friend of to this bullshit right now.
Yeah.
It's one thing to be a full-time cast member and deal with it, but to be a friend of, this is just degrading at this point.
And then Hannah's like, congratulations, you went from third base to first. Nice work.
Yeah. So then Hannah's like, wait, you guys have all kissed Carl, right? And they're all like, yes. The shame, the group shame on the table.
So everybody's laughing about kissing because they're like 40, you know? So... Jules is like, oh, Habita. Which I don't know who said Habita in the first place.
Well, no, Carl. Carl sits down and, you know, because he calls Lindsay Hub House because that's the name of her company. I mean, what a great nickname.
Oh,
right?
Habita.
Oh, Hub House. Habita, so then he makes Hub House into Habita. He's like, hey, Habita.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So Jules is like, oh, Habita. That sounds like Habiti in Arabic. And Lindsay's like, what is that, man? Like, Lindsay's, like, ready to be pissed off.
Yeah.
It's like, it means love. And Lindsay goes, ah!
And Carl goes,
like, Habibi. Some really old door creaked open. Like, what is Lindsay doing?
Oh, she's so special. So,
no.
So then, yeah, now Carl is committed to calling her Habita wherever he can. Yeah. I took a pill in Habita. Yeah.
Habita. Habita. Habita.
Don't cry for me, Hub House. The truth is, I have commitment issues.
People of Argentina.
Oh, God, I'm not giving Lindsay a Vita. I'm not doing it. Central casting, in my mind, will not do that.
She can do Joseph. She can do Joseph, but no a Vita.
Yeah, not a Vita. Okay, so Danielle's like, I don't think they know how awkward this is for me. She's basically Kristen right now, in my mind. Okay. Yeah. So then Luke is talking to Carl, and this is my favorite guy conversation, like in life, but especially on this show. Luke's like, hey, dude. And he's like,
hey, bro.
He's like, hey, man.
Hey, dude.
Hey, bro.
Hey, guy.
Yeah.
Bro, man. Bro, ham.
Yeah, bro. Bro.
Man, bro.
Bro, man. Bro, yeah. Bun.
Hey,
bun, bro.
My foot now has cult waiting, so it works out well.
So hot. It's like Sean Cody. I was just like, replay, 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 replay. So Luke is like, dude, the bro struggle was bro, ham, and the same. Okay, so Hannah and Paige are talking on sun chairs, as they are wont to do. And Hannah's like, oh, so Luke has been DMing me on this one. He's like, did you try to kiss me last night? And, like, he's the one who, like, came up to me and was, like, trying to kiss me. So
Paige is like, I'm sorry, I'm thinking about Forever 21 right now. Don't have time for this. I was so drunk last night. And Hannah's like, yeah, you remember crying? I remember crying, but I don't remember what it was crying about.
It was sweet. It's like you were feeling like...
Pressure?
Pressure, yeah. You were feeling pressure. Like she totally remembers. She's just seeing if Hannah remembers. Hannah's like...
Yeah.
It was sweet. You were crying about...
Hannah goes, yeah, you were saying how you want to try to make Perry happy and us happy. And Paige goes, yeah, my friend's happy. And Hannah goes, are we not your friends? And Paige just goes... No.
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 So inside, Carl and Lindsay are like,
And Danielle walks up and, like, comes around the corner like, well, this should be a safe corner to walk around. And she comes around and then she sees them both. She's like, ugh! And then she just looks up at the camera like, what is this hell house? Hub house! How's that water?
That was hot. I mean, I just had a very sensual moment.
I know. I sensed a lot of sensuality over here during my badinage.
Need a moment. I know. I had a moment, you guys.
Yeah.
You never know in this.
It's like flash.
You never
dance.
Know what this Member's Mark purified water is going to do to a boy.
So now they all start packing. It's time to go back to New York City for the week, et cetera. And it's like, packing, 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 you know, like all that stuff. And they show all that footage. And then all of a sudden, we're in New York City.
No, no. First, we're with Jules.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And Jules looks at Paige, and she goes, oh, my God. We're matching today. We're, like, almost matching. Because she's went and bought... Because Paige puts all of her outfits on Instagram because she's Paige. And, like, I don't know, someone pays her money to do that, apparently.
She's a content creator.
Yeah, she creates content about Paige Forever 21 Class. So she puts her outfits on, and then Jules goes and buys all the outfits.
Yes.
Fucking crazy. Fucking crazy. I love it. Jules is the best casting.
Yeah, she's great. So they all go to New York, and then we have, like, our vignettes of them in their professional lives.
Live and let live, live and let live, live and let live.
Beautiful. So I just love these random shots they do of Lindsay at work because they never make any sense. She's like, we really need to have a brainstorming session for the new stroller launching in October.
And Victoria's like, right.
And knowing Lindsay, she's actually going to physically launch a stroller somewhere. You're going to launch a stroller into the Hudson River?
Elon Musk gets a lot of attention launching things. We're launching a stroller.
It's like a taco stroller just like streaking through the sky. Lisa Vanderpump will be like, have you seen the skies? There is something mysterious in the skies. I happened to be watching Instagram Live. God, I'm a pathetic person. But I was watching it during one of those Elon Musk things, and Lisa Vanderpump was on there like, did you see the magic in the skies over West Hollywood?
Wow, that must be the portrayal of Kyle Richards floating through the air.
It's a betrayal falling star. Betrayal star.
I wonder... Is it a broken bird? Broken plane? It's a broken bird.
So Paige is taking a selfie cam on her walk, because this is where it's like, business, 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 business. So yeah. Paige is like, hey, guys, time for outfitsies. My top is from Zara. My skirt is from Forever 21. Have a great day.
Bye.
And that pays your rent? What
I
the
know.
Fuck kind of world is that?
For all those people who are like, it's 12:55, I don't know what she's wearing yet.
Oh, we're out there. Look, I act all bitter. I'm like, what is Paige wearing today?
The socks are from Bombas, and the heels are from Payless. But have a great day, everyone. Bye.
So let's go on to the Loverboy factory.
Loverboy. Did everyone remember to bring their Loverboy? Oh, sorry. Where is it?
I don't know where it is either. I don't know if it's even real. It's very cute, though. It looks nice.
Yeah. So Kyle's at the Loverboy factory, and he's like, believe it or not, we've actually raised $1.3 million. I've had to put out a lot. But we're here. We're here.
I've slept naked on a lot of rich guys' couches this season, guys.
I've had to drop a lot of trow. But that's why they call it Loverboy.
I like when he goes, you know what Loverboy is really relying on? Sales.
Oh.
Great idea, Kyle.
He goes, I need to find a salesman who's motivated and driven and capable and knows how to sell things, keeps a job, can take a woman out to a date beyond a pancake. So I hired Carl.
Kylito,
he's like,
here
whoa,
with your Loverboy.
Whoa. So Carl shows up at the factory, and he's like, can I help out? I'm Carl, yeah. So they start talking about Amanda and the intimacy issues that Kyle and Amanda are having. And so as they start to talk about that, then we go over to Amanda and Hannah, who are now at a Halloween shop, shopping for
mullets. Because it's our big July 4th party coming up. So Amanda's like, oh my God, it's a mullet. It's like the ultimate mullet. I totally have to buy this. Mullets and guac, it's my thing, Kyle.
Yeah, Kyle. They're like, there's no one named Kyle here.
So Amanda's like,
too much, Kyle. Really glad to be back with the girls this week.
So Hannah's like, Luke tried to kiss me Saturday, and we were, like, dancing, and then he, like, DM'd me and was like...
It just makes me feel kind of ratchet.
And Amanda's like, have you told Armand yet?
It's like, uh-oh. Well, I said there's a dude who likes to flirt with me. She's like, do not put yourself in a stupid position. It's like, you're marrying Kyle.
Yeah. You're on Summer House.
Here's a ladder to help you down from that soapbox.
Yeah.
Ma'am.
So then Hannah's telling Amanda about everything that happened last weekend, and so she starts telling her about how Lindsay got mad at her because Hannah was like, yeah, I just was asking her, what's going on with you and Carl? And then Hannah starts doing a perfect Lindsay impersonation. She's like, Hannah, we're figuring it out, and you're not helping Hannah.
We're figuring it out.
So then Kyle and Carl are still talking. He's like, oh, we didn't even talk about last weekend. And Carl's like, Kyle, I can't talk about it. It's like so stressful, man, Lindsay, bro. So real, bro.
I want to take Lindsay out on a date, but I want to take it slow. Carl, you say that every season. When have you ever taken it slow? You've never taken it slow. By the way, people who say they're taking it slow never take it slow. They are always the fastest people, right? They have to say they're taking it slow, so that way they feel like they're taking it slow when they're actually going 95 in a residential zone.
Yeah, Carl.
So Hannah, back with Hannah and Amanda, she's like, so how was last weekend for you? And Amanda's like, oh, I haven't seen relatives in such a long time, and they were like, when are you getting married? And I'm like, so I'm pooping, so...
It's like the best reason to like wait for marriage that I've ever heard of.
Yeah.
Like maybe his pooping will get less gross. I don't know. Can we have a talk? I really want to move forward with you, but I need cleaner pooping for me.
Yeah. So. I need more fiber in our relationship.
More fiber, yeah.
There needs to be more fiber. Less
dairy in this relationship.
So then Kyle's back talking to Carl, and he's talking about like, yeah, we know we, after that wedding... We went back to the hotel room. We didn't even have sex, you know? And Carl goes, did you at least jerk yourself off?
And Carl's like, I'm not really comfortable jerking off in front of her yet, bro. I think that comes with marriage. Does it? I mean, y'all know there's a lot of married people here. Really, it doesn't?
I think, you know, I'm just not
taking... I feel like it's just someone next to you just judging you, like, oh, God.
Maybe with Carl. I mean, he did finger Lindsay when they weren't kissing, so...
Well, it's a lot to concentrate on.
Yeah.
So...
Rosemary, you tell us. Rosemary, freshly finger banged.
So let's go over to Jules and Paige shopping... For nail polish at the nail salon.
Oh my
to
God.
Get their nail. It's so nuts.
This is
like,
so
I get
cute.
My nails done and you get your nails done.
This
We're
is like
fucking sisters, right?
This
now.
Is like so cute. I think I already love this place. Like, I think this is my place. Is that weird? That I'm making your place my place, because I think it's my place right now.
This place is amazing.
It is.
What are you going to get? Why? Oh, my God. That's what I'm getting. This is nuts.
Like, I don't want to be a stalker right now, but I, too, am going to get whitish pink. And I just kind of think, like, it's so cute on both of us right now.
Yeah.
I feel like this should just sort of be our nail color together.
And Paige is like, I really understand, but it's like being a new person in this house full of fucking old weirdos. So, like, I get that, but she's, like, trying, like, really hard.
Yeah.
And then Jules is like, white, right?
And then the weirdest thing happens when she's like, I have the same nail polish. It cuts to Paige, and her head goes up like this, and it goes, boom. They actually rang a gong on this show. For real.
So Jules is like, oh my God, it feels so good to be soaking my feet right now.
Like, yesterday, I walked literally 40 blocks.
Have you figured out the subway yet?
Well, I haven't found a subway that takes Apple Pay, so I'm like, guess I'm walking.
Wow. Wow.
I mean, that is real.
She wants... I like that it was either, like, Apple Pay or nothing. Like, there, like she couldn't take, like, a cab or...
But Apple Pay does make you look like a fucking idiot, doesn't
always.
It?
Always.
Because I'm old, you know, like I'm an old crotchety man, so I'm like, Apple Pay, help out Apple Pay me. So, you know, I'm not using that shit, man. So Ben's like, idiot, use Apple Pay. Like, yeah. Why would you take your card out of your wallet?
Yeah.
When all you have to do is move your... And I was like, oh my God, that is easier. Like, I did it one time. I was like... Dong. Oh, yes.
And it feels nice.
It feels good.
It beeps,
but now like it makes vibrates. You look stupid because everywhere you go, it's like, thanks, Michaels. Dong. And like walk out and they're like, yeah. Sir?
Yes.
Sir? Could you come back? You just broke the screen of the credit card.
It's always great until it doesn't work. And then when it doesn't work, you're just the jackass who's like,
dong.
Hold on. It's going to work.
Do you actually hit the thing with it, or do you hold it close? I hit it.
You don't have to hit it.
Yeah, it says tap, so I go.
All right, this is going to be an educational podcast.
You hit
don't,
the shit out of it, and then if it doesn't work, I'm old
school. You literally don't have to touch.
No, you hit it. You go like this.
No.
And
no,
then if it doesn't work,
no,
you go.
No. I'm looking at this poor woman in the second row here. She's like, please, I paid money to see this. Please don't do this to me. You literally do not have to make physical contact with a reader. It's got near-field technology that detects that the phone is nearby.
I don't like that because of that.
You're just going through terrorizing all these displays.
Then don't say tap to pay. Do you know how many bruises I've left on go-go boys around West Hollywood?
Even if you are tapping, why are you going like this with full force?
Well,
you're just going
to
go like that.
Normally I do this.
That's too much.
It's a heavy phone, and I have a guard on it. I have a plastic guard.
That is incredibly.
It's just if
terrible.
It doesn't work, then you go like this, and then when nothing happens, you go like this.
That's why it's not. I am livid. You can't be doing that.
Well, anyway, and the other way they're making poor Jules look stupid is they have these commercials now where this guy's like dancing in the subway. Have you seen it? And he's like. And then he walks through the subway. What are you trying to tell me if I can't use the pay thing? That it's making you believe. It's false advertising. It's making you believe if you dance properly, you can use your Apple Pay in the subway.
I didn't notice you doing the Lumbada at the Sprouts checkout.
I was trying to do, like, flat ball changes. But whatever you saw in your interpretation, we're fighting now.
I am incredibly incensed that my podcast partner has been.
You're the one who taught me. I do it because I watched you, mother. Learned it from watching you, Dad.
Oh my goodness.
So anyway, yeah, who knew that would turn into something? But seriously, she's like Apple Pay, no, so I guess I'll walk. So Paige goes, I don't think that exists yet. So.
So then they start talking about feelings, and Paige is like, sometimes I have feelings.
Me too.
And I push them all the way down.
Push them so far down. I love pushing feelings.
And then I drink tequila, and then I announce what I'm wearing.
I do too, like on Instagram.
And then one person says one
love
thing, and
it.
I'm like,
love when people say
I'm
that.
I'm like, what?
Me too.
I'm like, what?
Totally.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Right, nuts. Like, yeah, can we talk about that? Because, like, you had a meltdown. So, like, what happened?
Yeah, and so then she's like, yeah, I basically suppress my emotions until I drink, and then it all comes out.
Yeah.
And Jules goes,
lit.
Literally on the same person. Like, literally same person. Like, I say syllables at the same time as literally. I was going to say literally. I don't know why. I just was
so
going to.
So funny that you said that because I was saying it. She's like, yeah, I
hate showing emotions, and I became like a pro at it because, like, I bottle them up because sophomore year my dad died.
Mm-hmm. I was like, oh.
And then I had to take care of my mom and my sister, and it was really hard, and so I don't cry anymore.
Paige is like, oh my God, I go into the bathroom and cry all the time. It's my most fun thing I ever do is just cry someplace.
It was so sad, but she's like sitting there with this huge smile, like it was hard. Jules is like the cutest thing on TV, okay? I love her.
Yeah, she's gonna get wasted one episode and be a monster, and I'm very excited for it. I'm excited. You know, there's a huge monster inside there.
Yeah. I'm waiting for that bunny, you know, that bunny. I'm waiting for it. They need that. Maybe that's why they showed that turkey in the beginning of the season, drinking out of the pool.
The turkey, taking the life essence of someone else.
Jules is going to be boiling the turkey by the end of it.
Yeah.
So yeah.
So now we go to Lindsay's building. It's their first date, and Carl has gone to set up a romantic date on the roof. And by romantic, I mean he bought some supermarket sushi and some free cans of Loverboy that he gets.
And not only did he go to a free... First of all, this is like going to a public park for your first date. Like, look, it swings. I thought we'd like swings, all right? It's worse than a public park because it's her apartment building. Like,
Her neighbors.
Like, she has a great apartment building, so, like, I'm here all the time. Like, the doorman's name is Carl, so that helps. Like, hey, Carl. He's like, hey, Carl.
Hey, Carl. Hey, Carl, back in the building again.
Carl, Carl.
Carl, you go upstairs, Carl. Carl, 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 Carl.
So he is just now let in. I mean, you want to talk about open stalking on this show. They need to have some rules in place on this show. That's not safe.
Yeah.
So anyway, he breaks into the balcony, and he's like, whoa, sick.
Yeah.
Sick, bro.
Sick.
So he comes in, and then meanwhile, we get Lindsay, of course, being Lindsay. She's got her perfume. She's like,
yeah. And Aunt
Rhonda. Oh my God, I'm so nervous. Aunt Rhonda, Aunt Rhonda, Aunt Rhonda. I'm going to be calling. It's going to be like the first time that we like met and not fingered Aunt Rhonda. It's like a name.
Aunt Rhonda's like in a Hobby Lobby and all the people behind her are like, what is going on your phone? Sorry, it's my crazy niece. Her mom abandoned her.
And Rhonda gives that obvious advice. She's like, well, what it is, Lindsay, is you're launching into possibly changing the definition of this friendship. And you're on, I love it.
So then we hear, Habita, it's Carlito.
Carlito, yeah.
You look amazing. Oh, gosh, wow. Well, there's something different. Did you do something different to your face? Because you look amazing tonight.
She just goes like this.
Then they have like
says that. You did something. There's something different about you. You look amazing. She's like.
So then they go out the hallway, and there's this awkward moment. He's like, oh, after you, my lady. And then she hits the down button, but he's like, guess what? I'm hitting up. And she's like, okay. Weirdo.
I press the button.
We're supposed to go to Pizza Beach.
Are we going up to my room right now? Are we going up to my room right now?
Are we going up to my room right now? Are we on the roof? Can I land the Red Roof Inn? Am I doing the Red Roof Inn?
Miss Hubhouse, welcome to your day. I prepared a situation for you.
Supermarket sushi, some coupons.
I've been wearing these white shorts for 19 days in a row, Hubhouse.
There is nothing that says swamp ass like those white shorts on Carl. No. Like, change your shorts, okay? You're not Bart Simpson. You don't have to wear the same thing every day. God.
You're not Bart Simpson.
You know, it's like a cartoon character. It's like they're getting, like Marge taking off her clothes, getting into the shower, and like the same clothes are under, you know?
Yeah.
They can never be naked.
Cowabunga, dude.
So they sit down and hold hands, and Carl's like,
Lindsay?
Yes?
You let me be myself, and I want to like explore what this is. So just being honest.
Just saying. Gotta be honest.
Like, normal first dates? You talk about how many siblings you have, and I already know those things, so what do I not know about you? I'm like, okay, settle down, Diane Sawyer.
So she's like, surprise, about a couple of fireballs to loosen us up.
Yes, she bought the drinks for the date.
She's such a struggle. I feel bad for her, you know?
Yeah.
She works so hard, and she tries so hard, you know? But God bless her heart. She's thin. So, you know what? You win. So Lindsay's like, let's play the newlywed game. But it's like the newly date game. Instead of the newlywed game, it's like, I'll ask you a question, then you ask me a question. I'm like, that is not the newlywed game. I don't know what the fuck TV you've been watching.
So he's like, we should eat this food, but whatever, let's just go ahead and do it. I know you're not going
to
eat this food.
That was his way of saying, I spent $22 on this food, so we're not going to let it go to waste, right? It's perishable.
So she's like, what's your favorite sex position, Carl?
Well, I like to kiss when I'm finger banging, so missionary. It's also my favorite kind of tortilla chips, missionary. It's an ode to the brand.
So she's like, you're going to kiss her, Carl.
I'm like, what's your favorite sexual position? Just got to be honest.
And she's like, I'm an on-top girl, Carl. I really like the launching the baby stroller into space, girl. It was basically the box.
Like, I figured that. And I was like, okay, you're not compatible. That's what we just found out from this game.
You literally have already established you're not compatible.
You like kissing and missionary, and she likes getting on, getting off, and going home, you know?
Yeah.
So you're not compatible.
So do you want to settle down and have a family at some point? I mean, I know I've known you for 4 years and should probably know the answer to this already, but I'll ask you anyway.
He's like, all right then, but do you want to settle down in like the next year and a half? And she's like,
I personally have been waiting to settle down. Like, so I need to know if this is going somewhere in that direction. It's hard for me to take it even seriously, Carl.
I totally respect that, which means he doesn't respect it at all. So let me talk as if we're in a corporate presentation. So I want to explore you and me, and I care about you so much, but I'm scared.
What are you scared about, Carl? Like you're terrifying. I'm terrified of you. You are a terrifying person.
It really, really, very terrifying. So then he starts doing his whole thing, which is means he's like setting himself up to have like to be able to fuck around. He's like, I get so afraid to get into relationships because of my family, you know? And like, I have commitment issues, my family has problems, my mom got divorced, I once stubbed my toe. It's really scary.
Yeah, it's rough. These white shorts won't come off no matter how hard I try. Yeah. It's like rough. It's rough, hubby toe.
And she's like, then go be single and have fun then.
And he's like, but I'm having fun with you. She goes,
well, you're not, like, saying that, so.
She's just like, Carl, then don't fuck it up, okay? My mom literally abandoned me, so I'm not afraid of commitment, and therefore you shouldn't be afraid of commitment. And he's like, oh, shit.
She just trumped my parents' divorce with abandonment. Should have seen that one coming. Literally saw the cards, didn't think she'd play them.
So then he tries to turn it on her. He's like, listen, you know, I don't give you shit about your stuff. When you're vulnerable, I listen. I literally listen. And she goes, well, don't make risky excuses then, girl.
He's like, what? What? It's not a fucking excuse, Lindsay.
Can you come down? Can you take a deep breath?
You're disrespecting me, Lindsay.
She's like, how the fuck? And he's like, it's not an excuse.
Just say, Carl, my bad. I fucked up. Could you just say that? Could you just say that right now? Could you just say that?
I need you to fucking calm down and take a deep breath because I'm not going to apologize. Someone's yelling at me.
Like, okay. And she's like, you need to stop yelling at me, Carl. He's like, you're insulting me. She goes, I need you to take a llama and take a llama. And so he just sits there and says, okay, I am going to take a lap. I'm going to take a lap. So she gets up and she goes, they're on a tiny roof in New York City. You know? Where are you going to go. A lap? Like, you take a lap, your ass is going to fall down 90 plus, you know. So she just goes to the corner and sits, like, in the fetal position.
Like, she's going to pee in the corner,
On the ledge. Like, these people are so stupid. So she's like, oh, and you're dying.
And Carl's sitting there like this, like, would it be bad if I had that sushi now? Or I did pay for it, so...
So she's like, okay, I'm done with my lap. Hi.
I'm done with my lap.
He's like, hi. She's like, anything to say? He's like, look, I'm sorry. It's just like, I'm insanely sensitive about my family situation, and it's not an excuse. I'm just telling you why I'm dealing with what I'm dealing with, because I'm going to fuck somebody next week. Like, it's in the previews, so...
So ultimately, they're like, let's just have more fireball, you know?
Yeah, basically, because she's like, just because your parents made mistakes doesn't mean that you have to make the same mistakes. I mean, I feel the same way. Like, my dad jumps on a trampoline every goddamn morning while he watches Good Morning America, okay? You don't see me exercising every day. It's a fucking sickness, and I will not succumb to it.
So they both basically decide they want to keep fucking. So... Now it's time to go back to the Hamptons, which means we get some more Trixie Monocle. Yeah! We got to get away. Get away. We got to get away. Get away. Get away.
Kyle and Amanda are driving. Amanda's like, oh my God, we're going back to the Hamptons, Kyle. And they're bringing Loverboy. So then Paige is driving, and she's like, oh my God, like our 4th of July party last year was insane. This is going to be even more insane. I might have a text right now. I might have a text right now. I might have a text right now. He's so rich and hopple over.
You could just put it right down there.
Oh, thank you, honey. Thank you.
We'll make our way around to that. Thank you.
Thank you, girls. So they talk about Hannah. And Luke's like, Paige is like, I'm excited for you guys to bring Amanda's, to bring Hannah's boyfriend. Like, he's going to bring all of his friends. And Luke's like, yeah, I'm real excited, too. Sounds real great.
Yeah.
Can't wait to meet him.
She's like, what if Armand came up to you and said, yo, stop hitting on my girl? And he's like, I'd be like, dude, that's impossible. I'm Luke.
So then everybody brings in Loverboy. Oh, Amanda and Kyle get there first, and they have the car full of Loverboy. And he's like, well, how do we, like, store this stuff, Amanda? Like, where do we store it? Like, I don't want just excessive Amanda. Loverboys sitting around here.
So she's like, Kyle, keep it in the car. He's like,
I don't want it, like, taking up the sun. And she goes, well, then, where do you want to keep it then that people don't, like, have access to it, Kyle? And he's like, that's what I'm trying to talk about. And then they just stare at each other for a really long time. And then she goes, I don't have an answer for you, Kyle.
So then the girls are like all chatting. So Amanda's like, Amanda's talking to Paige, and she's like, not Kyle. How are you and Perry doing? And Paige is like, she's adorable. Oh, I got scared. Ronnie ran away. And I was like, what happened? Is Ronnie leaving? Is the mere mention of Perry making him run for the.
Yeah, I'm fucking out of here. What if one of us just did that one day? Like, I'm done.
It could
Fuck
happen.
You and your Apple Pay tapping bullshit. I'm out of here. Have fun with your high-tech kind of waving the phone at the pain thing technology.
So Carl is walking around. He's like, I just want everyone to know that 4th of July is my favorite holiday. And Danielle, you may remember that we actually met on 4th of July. She's like, seriously, just throw yourself into a river now. Like, please.
She's like, yeah, I remember. It was our first kiss. And he's like, yeah. And then... Danielle's like, and now you're dating Lindsay. He's like, yeah, that's right. That first date didn't go as planned. Like, sometimes I self-sabotage, but I want to give this a shot. Hopefully my dad's fuck-ups won't fuck up everything.
Are any hot girls coming today? Are any hot girls coming today?
I made a reservation at a pancake house, so it's going to get real romantic this weekend. Real romantic.
Everyone's getting ready, and Hannah's trying on her swimsuit, and she's like, this looks kind of slutty, huh? And Paige, and Paige is like, yeah, because you're a whore.
And then Jules is like, yeah, because you're a whore.
Yeah.
High five, sister. Isn't it funny that when Paige and I high five, our matching nail polish makes it look like we just have one hand?
So Lindsay and Danielle are getting ready, and Danielle's like, you guys are like the weirdest almost couple of all time. You and Carl, like, it's nuts that you and Carl are doing it. And Lindsay's like, I know, like, I'm like the only person that can like really understand Carl, so.
So the worst talent in the world is understanding Carl.
And so Danielle's like, oh, you're the only person. Oh, that's funny. That's funny. That is funny.
So then Jules walks over to Paige's room. Paige is there, and Jules is like, hi, sister coming through. And Paige is like, oh my gosh, I wore that skirt last week. And we get a flashback to her being like, top is from Zara, bottom's from Forever 21. Have a great night. That's the exact same outfit.
It's cute, though. Jules is like, I know. You're going to wear this bra tomorrow. Like, that's how much I'm stalking you. I'm, like, future stalking you, bitch.
Yeah. I'm an actual walking vision board.
So they all get in the car to go out. And
Carl says his classic thing that he always says whenever they get into cars. He goes, not going to lie, you look amazing. I don't even know who he's saying it to. He's saying it to the cameraman. He just says it every single time.
JBH, gotta be honest, you look amazing.
Not gonna lie, you look amazing.
So, in one van, Amanda's like, so what's up with Carl and Lindsay? I saw him kissing Kyle. And Kyle's like, they're like making out when they're not even hammered.
I just got it.
It's like the biggest conundrum ever on this show. They're like, wow.
How does that work? So they're driving around. They're in their cars. And Carl, they're in this car. And Carl just goes, you know what's funny, everyone? Lindsay and I haven't even had sex yet. How about that? And Lindsay goes, Carl, why are you so cute to me? And then she's like trying to kiss him from behind. They're like having this weird like over the Carl's like in front. And this is weird You have to move your seatbelt. Almost there, Carl. Carl. All right, take a lap. Take a lap. Okay. Carl.
They're trying to make out, and Jules is like, evacuate.
If Paige were in this car, she would laugh. So Hannah,
and Danielle's like, this is too much. This is too much. This mommy's fucking Santa Claus. This is too much. And Lindsay's like, Danielle, I'm in the life of God.
Stop making comments when I'm trying to give my kids.
So they get to the restaurant, and Paige goes, I am starving, gah.
Yeah. I also wrote that down. Starving.
This is like the season of just separating every word. Like, that's their thing this season. That's their send it of the season.
Yeah.
So, send it.
Luke is like, so, Kyle, how was your wedding? Were people telling you how hot you were? Oh, wait, those are weddings that I go to. What was your wedding like? Kyle's like, well, it was fun, but I had 30 family members asking us when our wedding is.
Like, they didn't get the memo. And then the waiter keeps trying to take their order. She's like, would you guys like to order some drinks? And Kyle's like, a ribeye. I want a ribeye.
I want a ribeye.
They're like, we're ordering drinks right now, Kyle.
So she comes back and she's like,
can I take your order? He's like, ribeye. Ribeye. I want a ribeye.
So he's trying to tell his sob story about how, like, no one, like, how he had to face all these people that he barely knows and tell them that they don't have a wedding date yet. And no one's listening because no one really cares. He's like, hey, needle dicks. And Amanda's like, can people pay attention to Kyle? Otherwise, he's going to lose his shit again.
Just trying to carry on a conversation, ribeye.
Maybe if I had my ribeye cocktail, I'd be in a better mood. I don't know.
And then Hannah triggers Carl because she's like, I went on a date with Armand. And he's like, oh, really? Was it fun? Are you official? You're getting married to Armand? What the fuck? What is Luke going to say about that? Does he know about Luke? What the fuck are you going to do about that, JBH?
Yeah. Tell me more. Did you guys have a good first date? Yeah.
So then Luke's like, I just wonder how she's going to act with her boyfriend there. I don't want to have a pride thing. But I'm not losing to a guy named Armand, all right? That's it. I'm taking him down.
Doesn't he have that about him? He's like,
not going to lose to Armand.
That kind of guy is like always squinting at you when he talks. And you're like, well, he's real. This is he's about to say something really smart, you know, because he's like.
He's like always smizing. You're like, stop it.
So hot.
Yeah.
So Lindsay's like, everyone, Carlito took me on a date on Wednesdayito.
And Paige goes, on a Wednesday? And then she goes to us, she goes, the nerve. The nerve of Carl to pick a Wednesday. And then we see a flashback of last year where she was like, so Carl, like maybe instead of pancakes, you could take me out on a date, like on a Wednesday. I love that she had like long-standing Wednesday resentment.
That is so funny. And Carl listened to it. You know, he's like, well, it goes for a real date. You do it on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
So then they cut to Lindsay, and Lindsay's like this. Like, I'm about to kill this girl. And she goes, so anyway. And Amanda's like, no, I want an answer to my question. Are you guys getting serious or aren't you? And Carl's like, whoa, listen. Listen, everybody, listen. Taking things very slow.
Only going to cheat on her with two bang, girls bang, bang. This weekend.
Bang, 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 bang.
And so Danielle's like, I'm sorry, but on the way here, you guys were like being kissy-kissy, and then I say like one little thing, and I get crucified for it.
Well, no, I didn't even kiss him, and I couldn't kiss him, because you were making comments about him, and I didn't even kiss him, so why did I
She was like, I was going to kiss him, and then I was like, what are you saying? All right, I'm going to kiss Carl now.
It's like, no,
Danielle, be quiet.
Danielle's like, you kissed him, and then I made the comment. She's like, no, I didn't even kiss him. And Danielle's like, all right, can I say something? Because, like, you guys say that you're moving very slow, and then you act all coupley, and it seems like you guys are moving very fast. Who cares? Like, what do you care? It's the weirdest thing. You shouldn't care when old people date like that. It's just weird.
No, it doesn't.
You know, like they say in old people's homes, that's the biggest rise of sexually transmitted diseases because these old fuckers go in there, they're bored. They're walking around in their pasties all day or whatever you call their 90s and stuff all day.
The pasties.
They're drugged up out of their mind, you know?
You know when you go to those burlesque shows at the old folks' home?
Well, they kind of are because, like, sometimes they're just like, all right, Mrs. Jenkins, just wear this gown all day. She's like, all right. And she's walking around, and it's, like, hanging like this, like, down between her boots.
She's banging like her phone against all the Apple Pays, you know?
Yeah. But you don't walk in there like, oh, my God, Mrs. Jenkins is totally fucking Mr. Walters. Like, they're old. Let them be. And that's how I feel about Danielle. Like, leave them alone, all right? Leave Mrs. Jenkins and Mr. Walters alone. They've earned the right to fuck. They're 40 dating in New York City. That is basically like being in Cocoon.
They've earned their right. Yeah. So Lindsay's like, I'm starting to feel like everyone here is uncomfortable. I'm like, literally, like, anytime you're in the room, everyone's probably uncomfortable, you know?
So Amanda's like, well, that's why we're asking questions, and you're getting defensive, Kyle.
So everybody goes home, basically. They go out to a party, and we get, like, selfie cam, because the Hamptons still has too much class to let them film anywhere. And every time they show them, they're like...
They are, yeah. They're making good use of the low light mode.
Yeah, like that is a hot vodka soda, man.
So then they come back to the house, and you know when it's like, you know, like, when they come back to the house, it's always like they have, it's like DJ Danielle's dance party, because it's always her in the living room being like, woo! And you know, like, nothing's playing, but she's just like, just going to will it to happen. Then everyone else dances too, and they're all dancing.
Yeah, and then it's time for bed. And so Jules just keeps going, Jammy's in the kitchen, Jammy's in the kitchen, Jammy's in the kitchen.
But everybody just goes to bed.
Paige is like, hey, Hannah, I told Jules I was going to wear pajamas in the kitchen.
Then Paige is FaceTiming Perry like, Carl and Lindsay are still not boning, which I'm not sure how that's working, because every time they show them in bed, Lindsay's like riding him and being like, yeah, taking off her bra and whipping at her ass.
She is.
Like, so not aware
She's
of the
like
cameras.
Reenacting Coyote Ugly on his dick.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm taking it slow right now.
So then the next morning, because Kyle is like, I want a kiss. I want a kiss. I want more than a kiss. And Amanda's like, get out of here, Kyle. I'm sleeping, Kyle. So Kyle's like, I'm engaged to someone 9 years younger than me, and I don't even know where her sex drive went. Like, I feel like I'm engaged to an 80-year-old hoarder. Like, how did that happen?
You know it's like a full-on Dutch oven in there with Kyle in that bed. That's where the sex drive went. It's like, psh.
How about you're wasted every fucking day and probably half hard? Like, what is she supposed to do? You know what I mean? You can't make magic happen every day. And also, he's just setting himself up to cheat on her later. This is why he's doing this. You know that, right? So I can be like, well, I had to get it somewhere.
Yeah, the classic. It's like, what's his face? Hot dog guy on Atlanta. So, Dennis. Dennis.
Hi, I'm Dennis.
So, Dennis. So now,
I love Portia.
I support Portia. Portia is a friend of mine. No, she's not. I support Portia.
He's just making shit up now.
I was trying to do that famous thing.
I
work with Portia, and that Dennis is no Portia. Wait, it doesn't work that way. But anyway, so now it's the morning, and like all the guys are going to Barry's boot camp. What happened?
Just laughing at those crazy ladies down there.
Yeah. Rosemary's having the night of her life, I'll tell you that much. Just, you know.
Like what I do.
Yes, Rosemary, have him. Rosemary almost missed her cue. She's showing off the finger bang t-shirt. Okay, so now it's the next morning. The guys are, everyone's like waking up and everything. And Paige goes into Jules' room and she like sits on Jules' bed. And she goes, wow, your bed's so comfortable. And Jules goes, oh my God, thank you so much. You did not give birth to that bed.
So then Luke and Hannah are out playing tennis together, and Roger. Luke is in a gardener's hat, which almost gave me a boner. Like, I had to tell my boner, I was like, you're watching Summer House, you're not going to get a boner.
Yeah, stop, sit down.
Which luckily sit I'm down, 44, boner. So boners actually work that way. I'm like, no, and it's like, sorry I even tried.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So he's like,
I love a man who gardens.
So Luke says something that I feel like in the Me Too era is probably problematic, but somehow it works with Luke. He goes, so I've decided I'm going to stop trying to make out with you, but I will continue to flirt. I was like, that should be wrong, but I'll accept it.
So they start decorating, blah, blah, blah. And Kyle's like, why don't you come cozy up with me? And Amanda's like, cozy up. I'm like tired. I've had a 12-hour day, Kyle. Like, I'm tired. And he's like, I know, but, like, sometimes it feels like I'm nagging you, but clean your fucking room and get on my dick. Like, that's all I'm saying. Like, what?
We should also mention that he's fully sitting on top of the duvet with his flip-flops on the duvet. And I was triggered. I was very triggered.
He's like, I just wanted to fuck. Like, I woke up early, went to Barry's. which is hilarious. I love that on this show. Want to go to Barry's, well, bro? Hey, we're going to Barry's, bro.
Yeah, bro, we're going to do Barry's. You're going to do Barry time. You want to be out? You want to be out with it?
Barry's boot camp,
bro. You want to bury it?
Bro, ham.
Bury it up.
Barry's ham. Hey, Barry ham. Barry ham.
Let's bro it up with Barry. Let's bury it up, bro. Yeah. Bro it up, yeah.
I just got more action from bro's hands than I've gotten from you all weekend, Amanda.
Bro it up.
All right, bro. All right, bro. Barry's, bro. Barry's,
bro. Yeah. Whoa. And that's how you finger someone without kissing.
Summer house YouTube tutorials.
Yes.
Finger, so they fight about, she never wants to have sex. He always wants to have sex. He's like, I know we're tired, but we need to like make effort to have special moments. How about you stay sober for a night and stop screaming at people at dinner tables? That might work. Now, I'm not somebody who gets fucked a lot, but people have told me that things like that work.
It's true.
I'm not willing to try that out enough to tell you if it works.
Just put down the ribeye cocktail and just talk.
She said it works.
And just talk. So, of course, he's basically doing this whole thing. He's like, I mean, I feel like, Amanda, like we're an old couple and we don't even have a wedding venue yet. And I'm just like, Kyle, I'm trying to have a good day. You're going to ruin a really good day. I was going to make a whole thing of guac today for July 4th, and now I can't.
Hey, I just wanted to say I'm about to make a guac for the whole... Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I heard Paige in here. Never mind.
And that brings us to the end of Summer House.
Thank you, Omaha. You guys are awesome.
Thank
you guys,
you guys
are
so much
fun.
For being here.
Thank you so much, guys,
we
for coming out
guys.
Tonight. We'll see you next time. Good night, everyone.
Love you guys.
For a while, 18 degrees on Saturday. Cooler though as we head through the week across all areas.
Hey,
have a good afternoon.
What's this? It's all right, Daddy's here. Come on. What's this?
You might be surprised to know that you can get de facto five-star life insurance from Aviva from just £5 a month. Yep, thought so.
Don't put it off. Get a life insurance quote today. Direct at aviva.co.uk.
Hello, I'm Gemma Kearney, and I'm back for a brand new series of Sorry Not Sorry, brought to you by Galaxy Chocolate, a podcast helping you take the time to actively choose pleasure. I'll be chatting to incredible guests, including Olympic and world champion boxer Nicola Adams, journalist and entrepreneur Toby Oradin, adventurer extraordinaire Pip Stewart, and travel mad dad Sean Bays. Pleasure is a fundamental need, and finding quality time for ourselves is so important. So we want to do something about it. Together, let's empower the next generation of women to choose more pleasure than the last. Coming soon on all good podcast platforms.